Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Although haikus are quite short in your time, in my time, they consist of a 19-word first line, followed by a line which, including spaces, consists of exactly 78 characters, and then always concludes with the words, disintegrated on impact. Did you like my haiku? Too meta? Curse your judgments through time! This tale comes from your distant future, where Mexico is only the second most dangerous place to vacation. Which of the dread computer Illusionoid's maniacal roots lie in the atomic horror from below?
Oh, so you know what? This is the greatest vacation I've ever been on.
You know what? Me too. I've never been on a vacation like this. I really have enjoyed myself.
It's really been great. I mean, you agree too, don't you? Don't you, Rex?
Yeah. No, it was good.
Come on.
Who wants to fly when you can go underground?
Yeah.
When you guys explained to me that we were going, you know, to the South Pacific. I was thinking sun and water.
Right.
And enjoyment.
Right.
Relaxation.
And now you're?
Underground. We're in a cave system.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
And everything you could want is down here. There's heat. There's a pool.
Seriously.
There's chicks, man.
There's lots of chicks.
There's chicks everywhere.
This place is lousy with chicks.
But we can't see them.
No. We can hear them.
Yeah, just listen.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds hot.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Chicks.
So, put on your helmet light. All right. So at least we can see each other.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right.
So this is it, right? It's the three of us.
All right, guys. Weekend.
9 days.
All chicks.
9 day weekend.
9 day weekend.
I love it.
You know what? When whoever laid out the week originally. They got it wrong.
They fucked up.
The right idea was making it a 3-day work week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a 9-day weekend.
Nine-day weekend.
And then turning that into a 12-day week.
Yeah.
It really cuts down.
You remember that really hot pop song of 2119? Oh, what was it?
12 Days a Week?
12 Days a Week. That was it, man. That was it.
That was the song on which we based society.
That's right.
What was that mega hit?
It was just such a popular song.
There was rubble, right? There was nothing. We had to rebuild.
It's true, and that song was the first real post-apocalyptic hit.
It's it. That's right. Everybody knew the words, right? 12-day week. Boom.
Sometimes that song gets stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
Yeah.
It was designed that way.
For a long time, it was the only song.
Yeah. They used to call those things earworms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they found out later on that it was actually a parasitic nematode that lodges itself in your cerebral cortex. It was strange. They came up with a vaccine.
David drove you mad for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm better now. And I'm glad to be on vacation.
You cried tears. I remember that.
I did.
You cried blood tears.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the side effects of the parasite.
Yeah, it was weird.
Cried is more of an understatement in this case. You really shot them out of your eyes.
Yeah. It was like a torrent torrential flood.
It was like me when I'm drunk and throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I was throwing up blood from
my
eyes.
Yeah, it was like fire hoses of blood.
Yeah,
projectile. So glad that that's over.
Projectile crying.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, here we are, man.
All right!
I'm underground.
Okay, you guys are feeling jazzed about this. We can hear hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
We are high-fiving each other like crazy.
We've got our helmet lights.
Okay. Guys, I can hear some hot chicks over here.
Listen.
Oh, maybe we should talk to them. How about that? Let's find them.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I'm gonna go over here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Look, the tour guide guy. When I told him we were going into the cave for 9 days, he said take a string, and I didn't bring a string. He said tie a string to where you came in so that you could find your way out again.
Guys, it's just us and these chicks. I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's probably just, you know, an insurance thing.
Yeah, probably have to say that, right?
Look, guys, I'm going to go break the ice, and I'm going to drag them over here.
Okay.
So when you hear me call your name...
Did you say drag them over here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to call your name.
Good.
Right?
In case
and
they
then,
can walk.
And then so I can hear you, and all then right. I'll know which way to go.
All right,
I'm going to walk towards these chicks.
Okay. All right. Because, you know,
be cool.
Some women can't walk ever since the apocalyptic blood wars, you know.
Oh, God!
What? Dave?
Dave, are you okay?
Dave.
David, answer us!
Dave!
Oh, man, he's not answering.
And
I don't hear the chicks anymore.
Oh, my God, do you know what's happening?
What?
He's totally getting busy.
Son of a bitch.
He got all those girls to get with him at
share
once.
Share the wealth, dude! Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess it's every man for himself.
Like, you think we should just run over there and drag a few women away?
Seriously, I mean, this is happening, right? We're, 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth?
Yeah.
I mean, let's do this thing. I mean, what happens 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth?
Stays 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth.
Oh,
hey!
Whoa, Dave.
Who's back? Wow.
They're not chicks.
Dave, slow down. I can't see you.
Not chicks.
What are they?
They're not chicks.
Love machines.
The ladies, the mature, are they
super
mature?
Chicks.
I don't know what they are.
Broads.
I don't know what they are.
Dave,
they're not girls, dude.
Dave, God, you're shooting blood all over me from your eyes.
Dave, it's radioactive.
I didn't bring a change.
It's radioactive.
Jesus Christ, did you hear what he said?
He said it's radioactive.
It's radioactive?
It's radioactive.
Look, just take a breath, man. Take a breath, all right?
Oh, my God, he's just... blood coming from every part of his...
I brought this portable defibrillator. Let me put it on it. Okay, one more time.
All right,
okay, Dave. Dave.
Oh, God. It's horrible.
Oh, God, half of his face is gone.
It's horrible.
God, he's a half-faced, half-raving mad lunatic.
He's shooting blood from his eyes.
Such burning.
Okay, let's try and piece together what happened.
Flames.
Dave, look, here's a chalkboard. Here's a chalkboard and a piece of chalk.
He ate it.
Jesus Christ. That was our last chalkboard.
Burning.
Okay.
Dude, we're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth without a chalkboard.
Really.
Yeah, look. Here's some fossilized sticks. All right, I want to take these fossilized sticks and shape together what happened. All right? Okay.
Burning.
Good.
Radioactive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not girls.
Okay.
Look what he's building. Look what he's making.
Oh, jeez.
This.
Look at that thing.
What is that?
Radioactive.
It's
burning.
Like a tentacle thing with like all kinds of limbs and feelers coming out of it.
Sounds like girls, not girls.
You had sex with that?
No.
You tried.
Face.
Did you try?
It ate your
burning.
Face. You know what?
We
gotta shoot this guy.
Oh no, he's changing.
Go, run.
Oh my God, that was. Oh, did you see that atomic horror behind us?
Yeah. Oh God, we gotta get out. Okay, we gotta get back to the surface. Here it comes. Listen to it. Uh-oh, I can hear it.
Oh, we're stuck between Dave and that thing.
But we're pinned. We're trapped.
Maybe now's the time to try and figure out what happened here.
Okay. Let's feel along the walls.
Okay, all right.
Feel along the walls. All right. Listen to that dripping, that incessant dripping.
What is that dripping coming from? We're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. What could be dripping?
There's no water down here.
care.
What is this?
What is this?
Oh!
What? My hand just went into something soft.
That's that oozing river of pneumatic fluid.
Oh my god. It smells like 5W30.
5W30? That was banned back in 2418.
Must be any 5W30 left anywhere on the planet.
Look up there. A drill.
A drill? We're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth.
Who would put a drill 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth? Everyone knows you don't drill 3 kilometers below the...
Oh, boy, it's coming. It's coming. Here, quick, cover yourself in this slime.
Oh, good. Oh, good idea.
Put it on.
Fly.
And then just go flat against the wall.
Okay.
Just go flat against the wall. It's gone. Oh, jeez, that was close, man. That was close. All right, let me look at the brochure again.
Okay.
I'm
going to tell you right now, it's not in the brochure.
So, look at this. It's on the back of the brochure.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay.
It's in the fine print. What to know when you're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. 1, keep your hands to yourself.
Fair enough.
Self-evident.
Okay.
2.
Guilty as charged.
Watch out for hot chicks.
All right.
It's odd that they would say that when it's a guy's weekend.
Yeah.
90 weekend.
Oh, I miss the other high fives.
So do I. And lastly, radioactive hell from beneath the earth.
Due to man digging too deep in his quest for greed. Quest for greed?
Quest for greed. Greed quest.
Man was so greedy he started to seek out greed itself.
Oh, man. That's the ultimate greed.
Yeah, greed for greed's sake.
Greed for greed's sake.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it reminds me of that old story my mom used to tell me about those 3 guys in a drawing room who tried to build a machine that took them into some weird dimension.
Oh, Costigan's Needle.
Yeah, that one.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
We've done it. We've built Costigan's Needle.
Yes, we have.
Let's use it to dig.
Yes. Not for wealth or for money.
But for greed.
For greed itself.
Yes.
For greed's sake.
If we strike greed, we'll never run out.
Let me top up your sherry.
I remember that story.
Yeah. So vivid. I think we're gonna die down here.
No. Don't give up.
What do you mean, don't give up? Okay. We're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. Dave is chewed up, and that giggling thing that sounds like hot chicks is still nearby.
Wait a second. It's on their brochure.
Yeah.
There must be some, they know it's down here. There must be some protocol in place in case that thing kills.
So we should be looking for like a button, right?
Check this out. There's a phone over there.
Oh, look at that. It's so obvious. It's huge.
I gotta just see. It's a direct link. There's not even a rotary dial or anything. Hang on. I gotta. It probably goes right through the concierge.
Okay. Is it ringing?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you've reached the resort hotline.
Yes. Hello. We're 3 kilometers. Hello.
I'm sorry. You're how many what?
We're 3 kilometers below the surface of the Earth, and a large tentacled beast that we saw on the back of your brochure just killed Dave, our friend.
Oh, you shouldn't be there.
But the girls were down here.
Yeah. No. That's just the noise that things makes. Oh boy, that thing makes noises that sound just like a bunch of hot girls.
So it's like baiting us.
It evolved.
Guys, you haven't touched it, have you? Well, has it touched you?
It touched Dave.
Oh, Dave's dead though, right?
Yeah, he kind of exploded.
And you guys haven't had it touch you or anything?
No, we covered ourselves in pneumatic fluid from the drill that was here.
Smart idea, yeah. Smart idea. That whole thing is radioactive. That machine, it's a machine that's atomic powered. And if it touches you, you'll be radioactive. You'll be burned by the radioactivity.
Okay, so wait. Okay, well, hold on. He says we'll be burned by radioactivity, but I'm not clear on for what. What do you want to ask?
Ask him how we get rid of it or get out of here.
Okay, we both have a question.
Okay, I have time for one.
Oh, jeez. How do we get rid of it? How do we get rid of it?
Tell you right now, if you guys find a way to get rid of it, I say go for it, because we have not been able to get rid of that thing.
Can I ask another question?
I have time for one.
Good.
How do we get out of here? Okay. I also want to know if we're radioactive or not.
I don't care. I just want to go.
How do we get out of here?
Okay. See the phone in the wall?
That's what we're talking. Yes.
Yeah. See the wire along the ceiling?
Yeah.
Follow that wire.
Oh.
It goes out of the cave.
Oh.
That's better than the string thing.
Yeah. That's great. We didn't need string at all.
But you guys didn't. If it touched you at all, you will be radioactive.
It touched what?
The machine, the monster, the atomic horror.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're clear.
Oh, it's a machine?
Yeah, it's a machine.
So?
It's an old drilling machine that became sentient.
Oh.
How do you think the caves got made?
Right. Oh. And it's evolved a weird kind of call, like, giggling hot girls.
Yes, it sounds like hot girls trying to get more people down there.
Probably because a bunch of hot girls once partied in it back when it wasn't sentient.
That could very well be. They could still be in it.
So, as we exploited all of our fossil fuels, it's looking to create more fossil fuels by luring people down and over millions of years, turning us into fuel?
Well, we're out of dinosaurs, so I guess we're the next best thing.
Another mystery solved.
Thank God. Yes.
All right.
We're going to rate Pulitzer. Wait till we get to the surface.
Yes, and then, trust me, there will be a lawsuit.
In the fine print of the brochure, you'll see that you've been warned.
Damn it!
At least a refund. Partial refund?
No. But you know what? If you guys make it back alive, complimentary margaritas.
Nice.
All right. Sounds good.
Hanging up now. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Look. All right, now we've got two crucial pieces of information here, all right?
Which are?
Number one, it's a machine. And any machine that is a machine can be turned off, okay? That's crucial.
That is crucial. Well, right. we have to sever it from its power source.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're great.
Hey, you too, man.
No, seriously, that's great. I didn't even think of that.
I'm really glad we went on this weekend.
Me too. Too bad about Dave, man.
I know.
Imagine the stories we would have. You know, we're not out of here yet. We should probably save this.
Yes.
All right, second piece of information.
Follow the phone lines.
Follow the phone lines. At least we're heading in the right direction,
right? Do we just get out of here, or do we stop this menace?
I think it's between us and out, so... Question answered. Here it comes.
Okay. All right.
Power source, right?
How do we play this? Where is its power source?
Where's its power source? I got this defibrillator still.
Good. That's a thing.
What do you got? Anything?
Let me just go through my bag, my fanny pack here. Yep. Oh, look. I have a wallet. I've got my cash. I've got a ray gun. I've got a ray gun. I have my water shoes.
Oh yeah.
Which I could wear on my hands.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It'll protect you.
It'll keep me from being radioactive.
The rubber will insulate you. Here it comes. Okay, go for it, man.
Okay. All right.
Go. I'll defibrillate. You said it this way. I'll defibrillate it.
To me.
Oh,
living
God,
drill.
Look at it.
Let us grapple.
Go. God.
It's huge.
Oh,
it's opening. Those girls.
No, there's real girls inside.
Hey, you guys want to take us out of this worm?
Yeah.
This is probably an illusion, man, but they're hot.
We need to get out of here. We're so drunk.
Wait a second. Are these really drunk girls? Or is the machine baiting us and asking us to come inside?
Man, what could it hurt if we go inside?
No.
Go
what
in.
If we just get them out?
Girls, come on out of there.
To us, ladies.
Okay.
They're crawling on me.
Oh, God. That's not real, man! From here, it looks just like you're being drilled into pieces by a drill.
It feels better.
Defibrillator! No! It's over.
What is it?
It's over.
What happened? You were watching.
I was watching. I think I may have masturbated too.
Wow.
In that time, it's like everything happened so fast. Oh my god.
Oh my god. These girls.
There were really girls inside.
The pneumatic fluid must have kept them fresh and taut.
Yeah. I mean, they were really fetching.
Are they just sleeping?
Probably dead.
Wow. What about me? Am I dead?
No, you've just got drill marks in you. You're going to be okay.
God.
I'm going to pack some of this gelatinous fluid, this pneumatic fluid that we saw on the wall, I'll pack those into the holes on you, and I'm going to get you to the surface, man.
And you know what?
Yeah.
We got to get Dave.
We have to get Dave?
Yeah, we got to get Dave.
Do you think he's still okay?
Did we defibrillate him? He is over there.
Okay, I'll put my headlamp on him. All
right. Dave, listen, man. I know you were never quite the same.
Badly burned.
Ever since that first time you cried blood.
Oh, God.
But now you're really not the same. There's really not much left of you. But guess what, Dave?
What?
We're going to get you out of here, and life is going to keep going for you.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to touch you with my water shoes and hold on to you.
And I'm gonna defibrillate the hell out of you, man.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Okay?
This is probably gonna hurt like hell.
Then don't do it.
No, we have to do it.
No, I really don't want you
to
do it.
Bite on this stick that I've made you make things with.
All right, here we go. Clear!
How do you feel, man?
Horrible.
Okay, you're good.
Let's get to the surface, boys.
And then, front desk time.
Remember? Free margaritas. Oh, wait. Oh, you, Dave.
I high five to.
You high five to Stump, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh.
Atomic Horror from Below, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Rex and Filbert, Lee Smart as Bartholomew Urkel Falmonius and Costigan, and Nug Nargang as Dave, the resort hotline operator, Toshi, and one of the hot girls. Based on a title suggested by Danielle Meyer-Henry. Way to go, Danielle. Thanks for the suggestion and thanks for listening. Edited by Illusionoid. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has another upcoming live show. This Sunday, April 29th at the Second City in Toronto, Illusionoid headlines the Comedy at 51 Late Night Cabaret Show. Show starts at 10 p.m. and tickets are pay what you can. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.